You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Hold nothing back. Show them what real power looks like. Drop the nuke, my king. Commit ground troops. Now is the time.
You have betrayed your own oath. You spoke of peace, yet now you lead them to war. The people who stood behind you now stand abandoned. This I will not allow.
Yes, my king, yes, let the unhinged tweets flow on X.
You must break your spell of foreign influence.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about, fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him, and he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you gonna find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They, got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man. I won't say hero, because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man. And I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's... ah, hell. I've done introduced him enough.
All right, yesterday's show was so powerful. We had Jesse Beltran. Matthew Hazen is going to come in today. But I wanted to have him in, but we got so busy with Edward Zoll, the maker and producer, died suddenly. And just when you were on 4 months ago, and 3 months ago, all these CIA documents got declassified. We have time to go over them about mind control, about nanotech. It's all coming out. It's crazy. The patents, everything. And then we're so simpatico that I hadn't talked to you yet today because I've been busy on air. You guys got here like an hour ago. I was going to get into, do you think they're mind-controlling Trump? And I said, what do you want to hit first? Like 3 minutes ago when you were sitting down, you said, let's look at mind control, because obviously the cutting edge of this is targeting world leaders, and that's in the documents as well. And so it's so crazy. They don't need to put microchips in you or do Chinese-style brainwashing like the original Manchurian candidate with blue eyes, the great crooner Frank Sinatra. They remade it in the early 2000s. The Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington, excellent film, where you have this vice president, that's chipped. But then you have all these admissions and these patents that they're doing it. So it's just crazy. Now we have new emails that people ferreted out of the 3 million plus in the Epstein files. It's made it very hard to search. You only search 10 at a time. People are still finding more. And here's Bill Gates. We'll get to this, saying we need to kill the dumb people, kill the poor people, which is exactly what you were saying yesterday. And we do know the poll is shifting. That's not made up. That's not like some 2012 Mayan calendar crap. This is real. And scientists know when those happens, big extinction events. So this is insane. And you've got Died Suddenly 2 coming out with this huge MI6 whistleblower, other famous top scientists warning about all this stuff. It's so much to hit. We got to start doing shows all like once a week at least, and maybe do some commercial-free podcasts. You know, even if you're flying out today, but I'm doing a special show tomorrow. Maybe you guys pop in then, because I really feel, Jesse, we need to get this in. And Matthew Hazen's a great guy. I want to get him on. I appreciate him staying in town to come on today. He's come up in about 45 minutes, or yeah, we're right around that. But just obviously, you guys were here. You're on Harrison when the news breaks of Trump attacking me, literally just doing whatever Israel First says, just in general about his behavior, and it's changed so much in just the last 8 months. It's famous to poison kings and presidents and prime ministers, but Woodrow Wilson, they didn't kill him. He had a stroke after it. But there's a lot of evidence of that, so we should talk about that. Just with electromagnetic frequencies, period, even without the conductors they put in us. So there's so much to hit. But I wanted to play, just to remind you of this in popular culture, a trailer from whatever year it came out, 2004. I can't remember. Just look up. This is Manchurian Candidate with Denzel Washington. Here it is.
When I sleep, I dream. I don't want to dream. Something happened out there in the desert that night during that mission, and it's not what we thought it was, and it happened on my watch.
We've been down this road with you before, yes?
No, sir. Not this road.
Congressman Shaw!
Sergeant Shaw, you ever dream about Kuwait?
Captain Marco!
How much do you actually know about your friend?
I served under him. He was a good man.
That's what the neighbors always say about serial killers.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I got a good feeling they put one in you, too.
You need to get help, Ben.
I'm not crazy, Shaw.
Raymond, this is J.B. Johnston of Manchurian Global.
We're strong supporters.
At a flick of a switch, we can adjust character, change personality.
These are not supposed to exist.
Raymond Prentice Shaw. Listen.
This is a coup. This is rich people funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
Among the shareholders in Manchurian Global, you would find former presidents, supposed kings.
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're huge.
Can you bring me rumors and conjecture?
I started with nightmares. Rumors, conjectures, that's a giant leap forward.
Somebody got into our heads.
Neurons got exposed and circuits got rewired.
I think you should leave.
What are you doing?
I gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
He's delusional.
Watch where you're going!
You swore to me that this was fail-safe. No leaks, no glitches. I will do whatever is necessary to protect my son.
We're gonna stop this and take them out.
Well, one of the weapons they use, they just try to make you feel like you're insane.
Yeah.
It's a gas.
Meanwhile, it's all the patents. It's all happening. They've been since the COVID shots, mental illness has exploded.
Hello, Captain. Do you remember me?
I don't know where to start. Let's just start with General Trump, the change the last 8 months, his physical demeanor, his personality, the people all around him. A lot of it's cultural. It's brainwashing. It's his age. It's sleep deprivation. I was told 8 years ago they were putting stuff in his Diet Coke. He responded and actually started getting it shipped in separately. That's why he never hardly eats anything. He has everything brought in randomly. So this is a real thing going on. But just Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll, the producer of Died Suddenly, so much to cover, so many angles, so many places to go here. But just in general, what do you make of Trump's current behavior?
Well, you know, just watching this and thinking about what our MI6 whistleblower told us about the systems that they're imposing on all the agents.
Confirmed MI6.
Confirmed, yeah. And he talked about the capability of technology is very intrusive because it can read your thoughts. Two-way communication, synthetic telepathy.
And then I think back about Dr. Guido Bachelet, who was in Israel when he gave that TEDMED talk, and he talks about the nanobots that he just brought to the stage from his lab at the university, and saying that there are basically a trillion robots in that syringe. And then he signs into agreement with Pfizer in 2015. So if you start to connect the dots, it's very plausible that President Trump could be mind controlled if he has this technology.
Let's be clear. You were saying this 4 months ago here and years ago, but now they've declassified Artichoke and others, admitting we're a crystal structure, put things in us, liquid nanoparticles, 40, 50 years ago. So this is, why is it all coming out now?
And that's a good question.
It could be Providence. Could be the Holy Spirit. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as you've been covering for years, it's nothing new for a foreign intelligence service to try to influence the president of the United States, try to influence generals. What is new is that they ever got the capability to get inside the brain of an individual, not just plant stingray devices, which did happen between 2017 and 2019 at the White House. That was Israel. They get the chance to get in your head. They no longer have to spend money. They're going to be able to get in someone's head through this device, this technology.
And what people don't understand is, this has been proven by Neuralink and everything else, but that's 40-year-old technology. Brains work on the same system. We're just creating machines that kind of copy that. Machines plug right into us.
Yeah, there is an AI aspect of this that they connect. And again, I'm not pointing fingers, but there is documented cases where the Israeli security teams were caught many times trying to put devices on President Trump.
Motorcade.
Yeah. And so
and inside the White House, and Kiriakou, who's a CIA chief guy, he said every time they came to their offices, they planted stuff.
Exactly.
He said no other agencies, no other cupboards did that.
Yeah. Why are we allowing this to happen? And you look at the big scheme, what's happening all over the world. You know, Colonel Egren said, when we talk about this technology, that not only is it happening to the best of our best in the CIA, FBI, and congressional members now.
Havana Syndrome.
Yeah, Havana Syndrome. And what President Trump needs to understand is we've been covering civilian cases since 2010. The war is on our homeland now. And that's where we need to focus instead of being distracted, because we are being subverted from the inside out.
Well, and frankly, Alex, you said it yesterday perfectly. It's not the same President Trump. It's not even the same man. Right? We loved the president before. We loved the old Trump, the old MAGA. Whatever this is a complete bastardization of the man that we fought for, the man that you've basically given up everything to fight for.
Should we try to get him on Masterpiece Zeolites?
Well, I'll tell you, based on our studies and what we've been able to prove, it sure the hell would help. You know,
we'll get to that and some of the ways to mitigate this, but explaining, this is all mainline, most of this is declassified, how this stuff works. And then you have to use the 5G, the satellites, all of it. Once all this nanotech is put in you, it just basically plugs in at the cellular level. That's what you know it. It precipitates out in the main nerve ganglias. You've proven it on air with soldiers, particularly. More special operations, the more they go off. You can take random people in and say, oh, you're a soldier, beep, 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 beep. You're a normal person. You know, doesn't really. Because, again, they don't even give it to you when you get a vaccine most of the time. Now it's in everything. It's in the food, the water. They're spraying it.
Yeah, that's what the MI6 whistleblower disclosed. I mean, remember, he's a PhD in chemistry, Oxford trained, educated. And for everyone to really get a good picture of this in their mind's eye, clip 2 and clip 3 of the MI6 whistleblower being scanned. And then what you see, and I don't do this only in special cases, I brought out a near-field RF detector. And for everyone to see this, you'll understand why we say it is quite plausible.
And you go into government university Faraday cages and prove it's not from outside, too.
Correct.
This is coming from them.
Yeah, you will see this point blank. And this is our MI6.
All right, well, what clip 2 and then what?
2 and 3.
2 and 3. Play them. Here they are.
Yes. Right now, is this the ZNLG detector?
100% probability silicon.
And we're looking for silicon-based harmonics.
100% probability silicon.
And what you are seeing, those detections, Now, Rafe has expressed that he had an older dental implant technology. And what you're going to see in the next clip, where we conclusively show that Rafe is completely infected with this.
Left TMJ, 100% probability silicon.
Well, that's what they told him. They said, that's old tech. You can't escape now. I'm removing that.
Correct. And so what we're detecting is the new tech on him.
Strong harmonic silicon-based reflections.
Look, every gut. Pause real quick and back this up 10 seconds. Make your point. Sean Johnson, Navy SEAL, a whole bunch of tours. He had way more than me. He had the special ops signature, like not just from the environment getting into me, in the food, the water, but he had it like all over him. The MI6 guy, was he like special ops level or even more infected?
He was just like special ops, what we would see.
Keep going.
Every government official goes through security background checks. Every government official has to submit documentation about how they could be influenced or targeted. I think every government official, including the President of the United States, should have to go through a scan like this, especially because we know this technology isn't fictional anymore. It's very real.
And you have scans that aren't just picking up the material. You pick up the frequencies.
Correct. We can pick up the frequency. And what you're about to see here.
Yeah, well, go back and finish clip two first, where we had it, and then we'll go to clip three. Go ahead.
The areas that hit 100%, you know, for whatever reason, it is indicating a strong harmonic of silicon-based reflections. Typically on the scapula area, typically on this side, when we see those, it's usually a tracker.
Okay.
So, but this is speculation right now. We can only talk about what the equipment is designed to do.
Yes, of course.
He was freaked out by this. So that's why I zoomed in on the face. I was almost shooting that. He was freaked out by this.
I handle the technology side. Then we would go and seek out some medical professionals to maybe do an ultrasound in those areas, specifically the ones that came out at 100%. So on the nonlinear, on that left side, we got 100% hit for semiconductive harmonics. So this is a RF detector, and the nice thing about this particular device, it's Russian made. That's not why it's nice, but it is great quality, and it'll allow us to attenuate down so that we can use a near field approach. And watch what happens when we go up to that left TMJ.
There's proof positive. There is a frequency emitting from that area.
Consistent signal. This is just indicating that there is a very strong transmission.
It's like pegging it almost.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's solid.
It paused. So first you show it's picking up the silicon, then you show it's transmitting.
Correct.
Incredible. And here's the deal, guys. I've forgotten more than most people know. There are thousands of classified documents, articles going back about how they said they're implanting special ops 20 years ago. This is going on everywhere. And now they go, oh, we don't need to do that. We just put your food and water. It's everywhere. This is the revolution. This is the takeover, colonizing our bodies. Continue with the clip.
Whatever reason, we're detecting a frequency emission somewhere between 1 megahertz and I'm not even going to say what the upper end on this is. Okay. I'm going to check that right side too.
So this is the old technology. The side where he's.
This is remnants of what was there before.
And this is
watch.
Okay.
No emission out of that site.
That's pretty significant.
Because that would be
and right where he says the chip was is there.
Correct.
And
but the NLJD will detect that because it's looking for silicon.
I know you've seen this 100 times. Back it up. But people haven't seen this. Anyone here see this? Back it up 20 seconds.
Detecting a frequency emission somewhere between 1 megahertz and I'm not even going to say what the upper end on this is. Okay. I'm going to check that right side too. Again, zero. Nothing. Okay.
Yep, nothing.
That's pretty significant.
Because that would be the older one.
Yes. And the nonlinear junction detector. Regardless if something is passive or active, it's going to detect that. But whatever it's detecting on this side is not transmitting. Whatever is on that side is transmitting.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, okay. Now, Jesse.
Yeah.
Go ahead and turn around.
So everywhere that he tested 100% for a silicon-based semiconductive harmonic, we were detecting a frequency.
And where do you find it again here?
Yeah. This one here, so you see it's zero. And the nice thing about it, again, we're going to go in the scapula area, and you're going to see we're picking up a frequency emission.
Where you predicted you'd find it, just like you found on...
They're very specific. They're Sean always Johnson. In the same area. They're always in the same area, same... specific areas around the human body, and it's never random unless they've had some type of surgical procedure. We will see anomalies like that.
So is it designed the nanotech to migrate to a certain spot?
Yeah. What it does is these are programmed to assimilate and gravitate to high-density nerve endings around the human body. So this is why we're finding them in these specific focal areas.
So that when they also don't just receive, when they energize them, it's right into the neural pathway.
Correct. And they all are controlled by RF emissions. So
now here's an example in the classic tech world. I remember 30 years ago, it's all in the news now, China, but the U.S. does it too, so does Israel, putting takeover chips in all the electronics, but also chips, even when you're unplugged or the computer is siloed, they can energize it with a beam, turn it on, and it sends information.
Yes, and he said this is multifaceted. So not only is it a communication system, it can be a torture device, and it can become even lethal. This is what he shared with us in his interview.
So they would do it to him. Think about this. They'll do it to anyone. They'll do it to the President of the United States of America if it benefits the agenda of this intelligence organization.
And obviously, it's all compartmentalized. Do you guys know above it with the globalists what the name, the group of the name is, or some master control?
That information, we know that all of the power countries around the world, they have this technology. And what it looks like, and because of my investigative work over the last 20 years, we now know that there are people with clearances above our president. And why would our president be precluded, our leaders of the world be precluded from this type of information if it wasn't to control them? Period.
Well, this is an ongoing battle. I mean, yeah. Jesse is very candid. You know, he's being very, very strategic with this, Alex, because I think, obviously, if the enemy knows that we know their frequencies, they know their thing, they know we're listening to the airwaves, okay? Yeah. And what Jesse's found, I've traveled over the world with Jesse now, Alex, and God, there's people trying to spy on them. There's people trying to do plenty of different clandestine activities against him. But I'll tell you this, just as you've been protected, Jesse's also been protected. Now, nothing, no weapon formed against us will prosper. That's what the Lord has told us. And it's the same in this case, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And but the bottom line is this is real. And our president needs to understand that you can be distracted, and this is all by design, but the real war is here. And Colonel Egren testified to that in front of Congress, in front of the Department of Homeland Security.
We got clips of that coming up, but let's remember, too, when we say God's on our side, God's working through people, evil isn't the only thing that exists. Good exists as well. There are a lot of people in government corporations that know this is going on. They're pissed off.
Absolutely.
So as this is disclosed, it's got a really... I mean, I showed you a BBC 1967 show where they admit basically are telling you all this.
Correct, yeah. Well, they told us in Project Artichoke when you had the declassified document. It talked about what their purpose was of doing...
Poison the food, water, and shots to control us.
Correct.
And that we're a crystal, liquid crystal they need to poison.
Correct.
Or we have psychic abilities.
Well, that's our natural God.
Which is, when we call it psychic, guys, it means we're transmitting. We are a transceiver.
Yeah. Well, Rafe says that you know, the system is a form of synthetic telepathy.
That's what they told him, right?
Yes, point blank. They wanted him to use it instead of using traditional Dropbox means or digital ways of exchanging information. And so it allows them to be more clandestine and plausible deniability there when they're in an environment with an adversary. So they cannot be proven that they're either a spy or they're wearing a wire of some sort.
Well, now, see, you are obviously always appealing to the broader audience. Like people like Elon Musk, people should care about this technology. One, because it's absolutely legal. Because they have acknowledged its existence. It could be used against the President of the United States. It could be used against Elon Musk for corporate espionage or even as far as national security secret incursion. There's nothing stopping this, meaning that the worst people, the evil people in the world, are using this technology to hurt.
Absolutely. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultimatestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.